بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين، وعلى جميع إخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين، وآل كل وصحب كل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us first have the proper intention in our hearts to attend the lesson for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As promised, we are going to talk about Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Ibn Jarir and others narrated that one day Mary in English, the mother of Prophet Isa, Jesus, ran out of water. She asked her cousin Joseph the carpenter to go with her. He declined, saying that he had enough water for that day. So Maryam, or Mary in English, went looking for water alone. There she found Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in the shape of a man, because angels are not males nor females. However, if they were to take a shape of a human being, they take the shape of men without the private parts and the inner parts. Allah sent Angel Jibreel alayhi salam to Our Lady Mary, and once she saw him, she became frightened because she thought, he is someone that is coming to harm her. So she said, I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from you if you are coming to harm me. However, Angel Gabriel told her that he is an angel and he is not coming to harm her. Rather, he is coming to her to make her fall pregnant with a child who will be a very pure human being. So he told her that he is sent by God to make her get pregnant with a child who's going to be pure from sins, a very special human being. She exclaimed, how would I get pregnant when in fact I have no husband and I'm not a fornicator? To that, Angel Gabriel said to her, creating a son without a father is an easy matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he informed her that Allah will make him for the people a sign of the power of Allah azza wa jal, because this is something extraordinary for a lady to fall pregnant without a husband and without having intercourse that is something extraordinary. So he told her this is going to be a sign of the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that Allah will make him a prophet, and he will be a mercy to whomever believe in Jesus and follow him. So he told her it's going to be a mercy and an endowment to those who follow him and believe him. Then he mentioned to her that creating such a matter is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had predestined and willed. So Allah willed for her to get pregnant and to deliver Prophet Jesus alayhi salam in that way, in that special way. And he told her that such a matter will not be blocked, nor will it be changed or altered. So she knew upon hearing this that this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had predestined. It's something that is going to happen. No one can stop it from happening. No one can change it. So she surrendered to Allah's will and Allah's decree. Then Angel Jibreel alayhi salam blew the soul of Prophet Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, into Maryam. And the soul of Isa alayhi salam, which was created before the body, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the souls before the bodies. So Angel Jibreel alayhi salam blew the soul of Prophet Isa alayhi salam into Mary, and the soul went into her womb and she became pregnant with Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Now, regarding the term of pregnancy, the length of Maryam's pregnancy, the scholars held different opinions regarding this matter. Some said 9 months, as usual. Some said 8 months. Some said less. So there are many different opinions regarding the length of the term of Maryam's pregnancy. However, when the signs of pregnancy became apparent to her, her cousin, Joseph the carpenter, was disturbed. And he did not know how to interpret this manner. Now, he knows she's pious, she's righteous, she's a God-fearing person. He doesn't doubt this. But at the same time, he can see she's pregnant. How would she get pregnant and she's not married? And she's not a bad woman. So that caused a type of confusion to Joseph the carpenter, her cousin. So he wanted to open the topic with her indirectly. So he said to her, "Tell me, would plants grow without seeds? Would trees grow without rainfall? Would there be a child without a male," meaning without a father? To all that, Lady Maryam alayha salam replied, "Yes." Then she elaborated. She said to him, "Did you not know that Allah made the plants emerge without seeds on the day He created them? Did you not know that Allah created the trees the first time without rain? Did you not know that Allah created Adam and Eve without a father or a mother?" And Joseph here, he knew all these things. When she responded in this way, and he felt assured that she's innocent and that there is something very special behind this manner. That getting pregnant without being married, without being a fornicator, this is something special for her and for that baby she's conceiving. When the signs of her pregnancy became apparent, Maryam went away from people. She used to be in Jerusalem, in Palestine, in that blessed land. And she used to be a servant to the blessed mosque. But at this time, she left away, fearing that her people will not show mercy to her, rather they will accuse her of committing fornication. And she was very shy from people as well. So she went away when she started feeling the pangs of the birth, until she reached a trunk of a dead palm tree. Dead palm tree. She sat under that tree. And there she started crying, because she knew that her people will not believe her. They are going to accuse her with fornication. Then Angel Jibril alayhi salam called her from the bottom of the valley, comforting her and saying to her, don't worry. And he told her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a small river running under her so she can drink from it. And he told her as well, if she were to shake that palm tree, then fresh, moist dates will fall down. It's a dead palm tree, and it's not easy to shake it. Even men can't shake the palm tree. It's very rigid and strong. But that was a karama for our Lady Maryam. Karama means that extraordinary thing to show the merit of this lady, who is the best of all ladies. Lady Maryam is the best lady. And as you know, there is a whole chapter in the Quran called Maryam. Surah Maryam, chapter of Maryam, the whole surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that Lady Maryam is the best of all ladies. Allah did not create a woman that is better than Lady Maryam. So Angel Jibril alayhi salam comforted her, and he told her that Allah has created a small river running next to her so she can drink from it. And he told her if she were to shake the palm tree, fresh moist date would fall down so she can eat from them. Then also he told her that she can eat and she can drink to get nourished. And when she goes back to her people, not to talk to them and to inform them that she has made a vow to fast for that day. Fast from what? From talking to people. Because in the previous nations, they were allowed to make such a fasting. They would fast from talking to people. But this is no longer available for this nation. This matter has stopped. But in the past, they used to fast from talking. So Angel Jibreel alayhi salam told her not to say any word to them and to inform them that on that day she's going to be fasting from talking to people. That day, Maryam alayhi salam gave birth to her son, Prophet Isa, Jesus. peace be upon him. 40 days later, she carried him back to her people. And just imagine how she's going to confront her people with a baby. She's not married. And the first thing would come to their minds, because they know she's not married, is to accuse her with fornication. And as you know, at the beginning, they had a big argument regarding who's gonna be the guardian of Maryam. And as we told you last week, they made a draw, and Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam, her sister's husband, won, and he took her in his custody and he raised her, and she was raised as a pious, righteous Muslim. Now, before even reaching the age of 14, she became a waliya, righteous Muslim, before that age. So now everyone is going to accuse her and accuse as well Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam. They might accuse him of being short in looking after her and not giving her the proper care. So she was extremely worried, but she is following the instructions of angel Jibreel alayhi salam. So she carried her baby, 40 days old, back to her people. And as she expected, once they saw the child, the baby in her hand, they accused her of having fornicated, wal'ayyazu billah. And they said to her what Allah mentioned in the Quran, Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a saw'in wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. Meaning you are the sister of Harun, Aaron, in purity, sister in purity. And here they are insinuating that Harun was a pure person, and what we know about you is that you are pure. How could you do something like this? That's what they mean by their words. She didn't say a word. Why? Because she was fasting from talking to people. All what she did, she pointed to her son, and she means by this, don't talk to me, talk to him. 40 days old. And that, of course, made them angry, and they thought she is mocking them by asking them to talk to a 40 days old baby boy lying in a small cradle. How could they talk to this little baby? Upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, who was a baby, 40 days old, Allah made him talk. He spoke with their language in a very clear way, and he said what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا. These were the first words Prophet Isa alayhi salam said. The first statement he said, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I'm the slave of Allah. He didn't say, I'm Allah, I'm God. He didn't say, I'm the Son of God. He didn't say, I'm one of three. Rather, he said, Inni Abdullah, I'm the slave of Allah. Atani al-Kitab, meaning Allah will reveal a book to me, and that's the Evangel, Al-Injil, and Allah will make me a prophet. And Allah made me blessed, beneficial to others wherever I go. A blessed person and beneficial one wherever I go. And in the rules that will be revealed to me, there is a special attention given to prayers and zakah. Allah has predestined that I will be kind to my mother and not a tyrant with a bad ending. Peace was on me the day I was born. Peace will be on me on the day I will die and on the day I will be resurrected. So these were the first words Prophet Isa alayhi salam uttered when he was at that age, 40 days old. When Maryam's people heard that, they refrained from harming her or Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, about whom they had made ugly accusations. After Prophet Isa alayhi salam said these words, he stopped talking until he reached the age where children normally begin to speak. So at the age of 40 days, he spoke with these words only to show the innocence of his mother. Then he stopped talking until he reached the age when children normally begin to speak. Then Prophet Isa alayhi salam started learning the language of his people. It's called the Syriac language. People in Palestine at that time used to speak that language. Then Lady Maryam took him to Egypt for a while. Then she brought him back to An-Nasirah, Nazareth, that's in Palestine, where he was raised, where he learned and studied the Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses alayhi salam. There was what is similar to a school at that time. He went to it and he learned the Torah and he learned as well the Syriac language. He spoke that Syriac language, which is the language of the people of Palestine at that time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on revealed the book of the Evangel, Al-Injil, in the Syriac language. In the language the people of his country understand. At the age of 30 years old, Prophet Isa alayhi salam became a prophet. Yani he received the revelation at the age of 30. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him some new laws that abrogated some of the previous laws that were revealed to Prophet Moses alayhi salam. So a bit different from those that were revealed to Prophet Moses alayhi salam. They abrogated, meaning it's like they cancelled the previous law and that's now a new law that people must follow. And like all the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Prophet Isa alayhi salam with miracles to show his truthfulness. And the miracles are used against the arrogant people. Because those who are arrogant, when they see the miracles and they cannot imitate these miracles, they know this is something out of the ordinary, it's extraordinary. So they would have no excuse to say, we didn't believe in him because we thought such and such. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports the Prophet with miracles. So from these miracles, they know that this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person is truthful. Because the miracle, the definition of it, is an extraordinary act that occurs to the one who claims prophethood. It agrees and supports his claim. It agrees with his claim and supports his claim. And it cannot be imitated. No one can do something similar. At the time of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and look at the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For each era, for each time, people would be famous with something. Allah supports the Prophet with a miracle that is suitable to that time, to that era. For instance, at the time of Prophet Moses alayhi salam, people were famous with what? Sorcery. People were famous with sorcery. It was mentioned that the Pharaoh of Egypt gathered for Prophet Moses alayhi salam to challenge him 70 sorcerers. Out of many, and some said even 1,000. People were famous with these matters at that time. But Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Allah supported him with the miracle of the staff, that all the sorcerers threw their ropes and sticks and they influenced the eyes of people, sorcered their eyes. And people saw there are snakes slithering on the ground. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam threw his staff, it turned into a huge, real snake and it ate everything they have thrown to the ground. When the sorcerers, although they were experts in these matters, when they saw this, they prostrated. They made sujood, prostration. And they said, now we believe in Allah, the Lord of Musa and Harun. Why they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in Prophet Musa alayhi salam? Because they knew that this is not sorcery. This is something unchallengeable. They cannot challenge such a thing. They were unable. There were hundreds of them, according to some, and they were unable to defeat Prophet Musa alayhi salam, because that wasn't a type of sorcery, rather it was a miracle, and they embraced Islam. Now at the time of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, people became known by what? Medication. Many people were experts in medical treatments. So that era was categorized with medical treatments. The person who is sick, they know how to deal with that sickness, with that disease. They give him medication. They became known and famous at that time, his people. But none was able at that time to cure the one who is born blind, because they used to consider this as a hopeless case. The one who is born blind, It's called Al-Akmah. The one who is born blind, they weren't able to cure such a person. Al-Abras, the one who is inflicted with this disease, they call it vitiligo. This disease is a skin disorder with white, ugly patches, you see, on one's body. They were unable to cure such a person. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would quicken the dead, bring them back to life, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, none of them was able to do such a thing. It was narrated that once he saw a king carried by his people who were taking him to the graveyard to bury him. He was in the coffin, carried by his people, and they were heading to the graveyard to bury him. Prophet Isa alayhi salam supplicated Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he was brought back to life. And also, it was narrated that a child died. So they carried him while sleeping on his bed. So they carried the bed. They took him with the bed to the graveyard to bury him. Prophet Isa alayhi salam saw this. He supplicated Allah, and that child was brought back to life. He jumped off the bed and he ran back to his home. They saw all these miracles. But some believed and some did not. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported him with a miracle of the banquet, Al-Ma'idah, that is mentioned in the Quran, and there is a surah in the Quran chapter about this miracle as well. That once Prophet Isa alayhi salam was with his people and they reached a place and they ran out of food. And they asked him to ask his Lord so he can send down food to them. Then Prophet Isa alayhi salam supplicated Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down food on a piece of material before their eyes. They ate, hundreds of people ate from that banquet. They ate, all of them. And also there were leftovers as well. This miracle as well strengthened the hearts of many of his followers, but as well, unfortunately, the blasphemers kept on denying, and they claimed that Prophet Isa alayhi salam has performed sorcery on their eyes, and that's what they saw. Then Prophet Isa alayhi salam kept calling people to embrace Islam and to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to worship Allah alone and not to associate any partners with Him. Prophet Isa alayhi salam kept on going from one place to another, propagating this glorious religion. For that reason, he is called Al-Masih. Al-Masih, it's either derived from the word As-Siyaha, going from one place to another, and for that reason he is called Al-Masih, or it is derived from wiping, Al-Masah, because he used to wipe on the face of the blind person and he is to get cured by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would wipe or cast his hand over the one who is inflicted with vitiligo disease and he would be cured by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from wiping he is called Al-Masih, Christ. Even in English, the word Christ, if you want to check the etymology for this word, Christ, it is derived from healing. They say the healer, because he used to wipe his hand on the one who is sick and he used to get cured. So Christ basically is a translation to the word Al-Masih. It's not as some people might think that Christ means crucified. It's a different word. Crucified is a different word. Christ means the healer, the one who used to wipe on the sick people and they used to get cured by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he used to move from one place to another, propagating this glorious religion. He would sleep anywhere. He never had a house to sleep in. He used to sleep in the open area sometimes, sometimes in the mosque. So whenever night would fall on him, and wherever night would fall on him, he would sleep. He used to eat the raw plants without being cooked, like the endive. You know, like now you buy the endive, you cook it, you add salt and pepper and onion, you put all these things to it, becomes luxurious food. That is luxury to people in the past. Prophet Isa alayhi salam used to eat it without being cooked as it is from the ground, raw plant. And he was very busy propagating the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he did not get married and consequently he didn't have children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him a book, the heavenly book called the Injil, the Evangel. In it, the rules of the religion were mentioned that people had to follow at that time. In it is mentioned that one has to worship Allah alone and not to associate partners with Him. In it is mentioned that eating pig meat is forbidden. Consuming the usurious gain, a riba, is forbidden. Drinking the blood of the slaughtered animals is forbidden. And eating the meat of the animals that are slaughtered improperly is as well forbidden. Same as the ones revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because these matters were prohibited in all Sharia's. So in the rules Allah revealed to Prophet Adam, Abraham, Moses, Jesus and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the prophets, these matters were forbidden. They were not permissible in any of the Sharia's of the prophets. All the prophets told the people to worship Allah alone and not to associate a partner with Him. And they told them that consuming the usurious gain, eating pork and bacon, all the pig meat, and drinking the blood, eating the meat of the dead animals that are slaughtered improperly, that is forbidden. They mentioned that to the people. So this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to all the prophets. Also in the Evangel, it is mentioned that one has to pray, but they used to pray two prayers throughout day and night too. But they had to pray these two prayers in specific places like mosques. In the mosques, not they weren't allowed to pray in their houses or in the field at work. No, they had to leave the work or their houses and go to the mosque to pray in there. So although there were two prayers, but the five prayers that we pray now are much easier. Because we can pray at home, we can pray at work, at university, we can pray anywhere that is pure. Also, it is mentioned in it about fasting. And the prayer was like our prayer, with bowing and prostrating. Also, it's mentioned about fasting, but not the month of Ramadan. Also about purification, paying zakah. All these things were mentioned in the Evangel. However, as we mentioned, the non-believers who refused the call of Prophet Isa alayhi salam plotted to kill him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him about that plotting. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus was with his 12 disciples, those special followers, al-hawariyin. He was with 12 of them. Then as narrated by Ibn Abi Hatim and An-Nasa'i from the root of Ibn Abbas, may Allah raise his rank, that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was with his 12 disciples, the special students. Then he said to them that some of them would blaspheme in the future. Allah revealed to him that some will blaspheme in the future. Then he said to them, some of you will blaspheme in the future. Then he said, who agrees to be a volunteer and to be made to look like me, and consequently he will be killed in my place, but he will be my companion in paradise. What a great offer. Who agrees to be crucified in his place, to be killed in his place, but he guarantees for him that he will be his companion in paradise. His youngest follower stood up and said, I would. The youngest in age. Prophet Jesus alayhi salam said to him, sit down. Then he repeated the offer for the second time. Then that youngest follower stood up and said, I would. Then he said, sit down. Then he repeated it for the third time. The youngest follower again said, I would. Then Prophet Isa alayhi salam said to him, you are the one. In front of their eyes, Prophet Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, was raised alive and awake from an opening in the ceiling. In the old houses, they used to have opening where they go to the roof from it. From that opening, he went up. They saw this. He was raised. He ascended to the skies, to the second sky. And he is now alive, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in the second sky. By the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, his youngest follower became exactly in shape like Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And that when the non-believers came in and looking for Prophet Jesus, they saw that youngest follower, thinking it was Jesus, they took him and crucified him and killed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا. Meaning they have not killed Jesus, they have not crucified him, rather they killed the one that they got confused with, that was his youngest follower. They took him, they crucified him, and they killed him. Even those who started talking about this subject later on, they started saying, some said it was Jesus. Some said, no, it was his youngest follower. Some said, no, it was the body of Jesus, but the head of his youngest follower. And some said, vice versa, and so on. So they had all these controversies about Prophet Isa alayhi salam because they didn't see what happened. But those who were with Prophet Isa alayhi salam knew that what happened is that he was raised to the skies and that his youngest follower was crucified and killed in his place. Between the year 500 and 600 after the ascension of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, none of the followers, true followers of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, remained alive. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation after about 600 years, Prophet Muhammad was the only Muslim on earth at that time. When he received the revelation, he was the only Muslim on earth. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam renewed the call to Islam, and he called people to believe in Allah and his messenger, and he told them, I'm the most deserving of Jesus because there is no prophet between us. So the last prophet before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Prophet Jesus. 600 years between them. And also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Christians at his time that Prophet Jesus used to say such and such, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran. So some from the even the renowned people of the Christians embraced Islam at that time, like Ashama al-Najashi, the king of Abyssinia. He embraced Islam. He was the king of Abyssinia, Al-Habasha, Ethiopia now. They went to him and they recited to him some of the verses of Surah Maryam. When he heard the verses of Surah Maryam, he started crying. And he grabbed a stick and he said to his priests who were around him, he said to them, I testify that no one is God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And he said to them, do you add to what they have said? They said no, and they embraced Islam as well. Then he said to them, if I'm not the king of Abyssinia, I would have left everything and followed the Prophet, and I would be the person who help him and serve him with water to make wudu. And I would be the person who would carry his shoes. So he embraced Islam and he was sincere. And he was a just king. When he died, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Medina. And he said, today, a righteous and great man passed away. Let us pray the funeral prayer for your brother Ashama. And he prayed the funeral prayer for him. And Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, we used to mention, and people used to mention, that they used to see a great illumination of light coming out of his grave. Ashama al-Najashi, he embraced Islam. So some embraced Islam and some didn't. Some believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many didn't. Now, what's going to happen in the future? As Muslims, we believe that one day Prophet Jesus will come down to us. He will descend to us, because he's not dead yet. He will die after he descends to us. He will come down to us, and as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, that he will descend to Al-Manar Al-Bayda Sharqi Dimashq, east of Damascus. That when he descends, and Muslims will be ready to pray at that time with Al-Mahdi. When Al-Mahdi sees Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, he steps to the back so Prophet Jesus alayhi salam can lead them in the prayer. But only for that first time, Jesus says to him, no, you pray imam, you lead them in the prayer, you lead us. So Al-Mahdi will be the imam, Prophet Jesus will be praying behind him, just for the first time, to show that he is not bringing a new religion and a new set of laws. Rather, he's going to be following the rules that were revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that time, he will be leading the Muslims in the prayer, because Prophet Isa alayhi salam is better than Al-Mahdi, because he is a prophet. Isa alayhi salam will remain on earth for about 40 years. At his time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will endow upon people many endowments. The earth will bring out all the treasures, gold, the ores of gold and silver will bring him out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the fruits and the animals, that if they were to milk a cow, the cow would give milk abundantly, that the milk would be enough for the whole tribe from one cow. One fruit will be very huge, will feed 8 people. That sort of life will be on earth. People will live in peace and tranquility, until you do not find a person who is begging people. And if you were to make donations, you know, if you want to give donation to poor people, easily you can find poor people. There are millions around the world who are poor, poverty, and dying from poverty as well. At that time, you cannot find someone who is starving, someone who is experiencing poverty, someone who would accept a donation from you. There is a weak narration that Prophet Isa alayhi salam will get married and will have children, then he will die. So about getting married and having children, that's a weak narration. But when Prophet Isa alayhi salam dies after 40 years, he will be buried next to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even Abdullah ibn Salam, one of the scholars of the Jews at that time, at the time of the Prophet, and he embraced Islam as well. Abdullah ibn Salam said that it is written in the Torah that Prophet Jesus will be buried next to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even before his death, he will be visiting the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Prophet Isa Jesus will descend to earth, and he will select a route to Mecca, either to perform Hajj or Umrah. Then he will come to me, to my grave, and he will deliver his salam. He will greet me by saying, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And the Prophet said, and I will reply to him. So that is mentioned in the hadith as well. So as we mentioned, then Prophet Isa alayhi salam will die. After that, they bury him next to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then after that, people will go back to sinning, then back to blasphemy, then all the Muslims will die, with a soft wind that comes under their arms and takes their souls out. And what remains on earth are the non-believers, killing each other, robbing each other, fighting each other, until the day of judgment occurs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assemble us under the banner of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah azza wa jal to make us amongst the companions of Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and the followers of Al-Mahdi as well. Ameen. And Allah knows best. We say La ilaha illallah 3 times.